I don't see you. Good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
So have a good time. The sun can shine every day.
What's Good? Brought to you by Goodwill.
Yeah.
That's right. A little good news. Presented by Goodwill. You donate, Albertans with disabilities get work. Visit goodwill.ab.ca.
Yeah, so this time every week we'll take a second or two and talk about some of the good that we've had. We've had so many crazy things going on this morning. Let's take a minute and talk about some good news.
Okay, I'm going to take you to Australia.
Okay.
With a little reminder that we don't deserve dogs.
We do not.
They are
so much better than people.
So much better. And this is a prime example of an Australian German Shepherd named Heidi. So last Thursday morning around 6 a.m., Australian police services say they see this, a fisherman reported seeing this dog swimming around a bunch of debris in this bay off the coast. Yeah, off some coast in Australia. They go and investigate. They find this dog swimming around, a fuel tank, a wetsuit. It's looking like there was some sort of an incident with a boat. So then they send out a bunch of search and rescue teams. They go out, they find this boat. They find the 63-year-old man that was operating the boat. He's alive. He's okay. The boat had lost power. That's the dog's
owner. Because of the owner. Dog.
What happened was then once they find the 63-year-old man that owns Heidi, the dog, he then fills in all the blanks of the story that the water had the day before began to take on water. The boat had lost power. He becomes stranded. The dog treaded water for 11 hours.
Oh, my goodness.
Until police were able to locate.
What was this guy doing the whole time?
Clinging to some debris in another area. They'd been hugely separated because of this incident that had happened. And so the owner is way over here holding on for his life onto some debris. Meanwhile, the dog is treading water and gets attention of a nearby fisherman.
Way to go,
11
dog.
Hours this dog treaded water.
Amazing.
So that's why they teach kids the dog paddle so early.
There you
life.
Go.
Nice. Just hug your dog a little bit tighter this morning because they're
that's
just
fantastic.
Incredible. Yeah, so they're both okay, but scary situation. But dogs are heroes. We don't deserve them.
No, we do not. Another really, really good story that happened over the weekend. I'm sure you've probably heard about it. Emergency backup David Ayres, the Zamboni driver for the Toronto Marlies.
What can't he do?
Gets pressed into action. If you didn't see it, on Saturday night, Carolina starting goaltender James Reimer was hurt in the first period. Mm-hmm. The backup, Peter Mrazek, was injured in the second period. So what do? Well, we go to the emergency goaltender, David Ayres, a 42-year-old Zamboni driver. In he goes against the Toronto Maple Leafs.
I didn't really know. Like I said, I had a couple text messages that told me get in there, and I hadn't seen the footage. I was in the media room kind of by myself, and the guy comes in and get going, so get ready, and walk down the tunnel, and it was wild. It was pretty fun.
Yeah, it was a pretty shaky start. He faced three shots in the second. Two of them went in. And everybody thought,
two of them went in like very quick succession.
The first two shots
went in, and thought, this is going to get ugly. But this is what he had to say.
I thought I wasn't going to be nervous if it ever happened, but I was nervous for the whole second period. As you could tell, I couldn't stop a puck if I had to in the second. But I told the boys, when I come out in the third, I'll be ready to go.
And he was. Shut him down. Made eight saves in the third. That was it. Closed the door. Carolina goes on and wins 6-3.
But I like how even in that clip, he just sounds so excited to have gotten the chance to play.
He's a 42-year-old goalie in the NHL.
He's just living his best life. It doesn't matter if they win.
No, exactly.
I think I read somewhere he is the oldest person to ever make their debut in a major sport at 42, obviously.
Wow. And he won. And the party is not over for this guy. As Marley, you were saying this morning, he's on Good Morning America, Today Show.
Making all the rounds, Fox and Friends, everything. He was on Trade Center, on TSN and Sportsnet today as they're doing all their coverage. And he's going to be in Carolina tomorrow for the Hurricanes game.
Yeah, they've named it David Ayres Day in Raleigh.
It was the game happened Saturday. Sunday, they're selling David Ayres T-shirts on the website, and he's getting part of the proceeds to that, which is great.
Awesome.
Because he only gets what a backup and I've how many times did you see the phrase EBUG on Twitter over the week? It was everywhere, right? But an emergency backup goaltender gets tickets to the game.
Yeah, right.
If he has to play, which is like once every 3 years.
If that.
He gets $500.
Gets $500, yeah.
So
that's it?
And a lot of TV time.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Wow.
So he is, he's going to get proceeds from these T-shirts, which is great for him.
And some of the proceeds from those T-shirts will be going to a kidney foundation as well, because he had a kidney transplant in 2004, this guy.
This is incredible. Unless you're Brian Burke, this is all around a good story.
It's just a great story.
Burke just stuck a pin and everything, like the big pin sticker that he is. And he said it's an embarrassment to the league.
Yeah, having a 42-year-old Zamboni driver playing in the league.
Tie your tie and comb your hair.
Yeah,
exactly. It's something fun. He's the most famous player in the NHL today. Yep.
And it worked out.
He got the NHL on the Today Show. So I think
there you go. Exactly.
Great story.
So there you go, kids. Dreams never die.
That's right. Great message.